Hello, everyone. This is Sharon, and welcome back to another day of Sharon's Daily Inspirations. I just want to piggyback on what I was talking about yesterday when I was talking about staying at this mountain long enough that we need to get moving. That was in Deuteronomy 1, 6, and 8. Philippians 3, 12 through 14 from the Message Translation says, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I made it, but I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I am not turning back. Psalms 77, 11 through 22, the Message Translation. Once again, I'll go over what God has done. Lay out on the table the ancient wonders. I'll ponder all the things you've accomplished and give a long, loving look at your acts. Hallelujah. God is so good. 2 Timothy 2, 5 through 7. That precious memory triggers another. Your honest faith. And what a rich faith it is, handed down from your grandmother Lois to your mother Eunice, and now to you. And the special gift of ministry you received when I laid hands on you and prayed for you. Keep that ablaze. God doesn't want us to be shy with his gifts, but bold and loving and sensible. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word. I want to mainly focus on what I had mentioned in Philippians 3, that I'm not saying that I have it all together, but by no means do I count myself an expert. God is beckoning us to move forward, to move onward. Go over everything that God has done for you. Ponder these things that you've accomplished and give a long look at your acts. Look at what God has done for you. Look at how God has brought you through so many things. Look at the blessings of the Lord upon your life. It's easy to look at other people's lives and situations and to be comparing yourself to them, to others on social media. But comparison kills your joy. It keeps you stuck. Do you want to stay stuck where you are in your own life? Think about it. How long have you been stuck? How long have you been doing these things on a regular basis, spiraling like I mentioned yesterday? Because if you are stuck and if you don't have focus on what you're doing, you're going to look at what everybody else is doing. And I want you to move forward according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 12, as it reminded us to not compare ourselves to others, but do it God's way. For we are not all wise. We don't know what we're doing either. We have to rely on God. When God told those people to move on in Deuteronomy, that's what he meant. So I want you to move on. I want you to do it God's way. Focus not on those mountains. For those mountains of fear, of lack, of sickness, of grief, rejection, bitterness, disappointment, or shame, or even finances, they can be removed when you follow God's plan. God's plans for you are good. The promises in his words are still true. So don't give up on God, and he will never give up on you. Trust God, and I pray that something that I said resonates with what you're going through, what you will be going through, and speaks to your heart. God's blessings. Till next time.
Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you later. Bye. Mwah.